Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Again, it's so good to hear from you.
Thank you for listening.
Don't you have him bunk?
Tackle, 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 tackle.
Ah, welcome in, Jones and Mego with Arkan. You can call in 617-779-7937. Like all those Arkan stands have been doing lately.
Keep them coming.
How do those keep sneaking through? I don't know.
Again, it's so good to hear from you.
It is good to hear from me. Guy's not lying.
No, he has to be. We got a lot to get to on the show today. Some Red Sox thoughts, some Bruins thoughts. Of course, more lingering thoughts on Jaylen Brown, because how could you not? But I want to start Patriots, and I want to start with a newsy item off the top that I think pairs with some more Devin McCourty audio. Like, every day there's new Devin McCourty audio, and every day McCourty's ripping the Pats, and I kind of love it, but I got to be honest, I did not see this level of heel turn coming from Devin McCourty. So we'll get to what he had to say to Chris Long coming up about Steve Belichick. But quickly, the news of the hour is that the Patriots are indeed bringing back Joe Judge. He'll be an assistant head coach, according to Burt Breer. And that will be his role with the Patriots in 2023. There will be some personnel elements and some parallels to Matt Patricia's job in 2021 before he was made the offensive coordinator and the offensive line coach. He reports directly to Bill. He signed some contracts. Didn't McCourty say to Greg Hill last week? He said that when I met with the coaching staff on the way out, Joe Judge was there. So, like, he might be doing some personnel, doing some contracts similar to Patricia on field, Breer adds. He'll work closely with Cam Acord and Joe Houston on special teams. So, Mego, your thoughts, because I didn't quite connect the dots on this one.
So, this really surprised me, the title that they gave him, assistant head coach role. I guess that's the title that's being reported by Albert Breer. Phil Perry followed this up with, it'll be interesting to see, he tweeted this out, it'll be interesting to see if this is an assistant head coach role or assistant to the head coach role,
right,
which are two very different things, because this assistant head coach is along the lines of the titles that were, you know, at least out there that Gerard Mayo could have been taking coming back with the Patriots. Now, Gerard Mayo, as far as we all know, there's been no official statement.
Nope.
But he's been working with the Patriots. He's with the Patriots. But it was associate head coach for Gerard Mayo, assistant head coach for Gerard Mayo. So it's just a little confusing to me. And what's Gerard Mayo doing? Because I care about Gerard Mayo way more than Joe Judge.
Right, he's the coach in waiting.
And I want to know what Gerard Mayo's title is then.
So if Joe Judge is an assistant to Belichick, but Gerard Mayo is the associate head coach, then no harm, no foul, right?
Absolutely. That's great.
Okay.
Assistant to Bill Belichick is basically, I have no problem with
but
that.
But you're worried Mayo may be getting boxed out.
Or that he's getting just that Joe Judge is getting a title.
Above Mayo.
Titles
above Gerard Mayo.
That's getting boxed out,
and
I think.
Titles matter a lot to someone. Like, maybe they don't matter to Bill Belichick, but they matter to these assistants especially Jerod Mayo, who's giving up potential opportunities outside of the New England Patriots because of his future here.
And I think it matters to Robert Kraft, too. Where'd that statement come from way back when, at the beginning of the offseason? So I first read it, and I'm like, oh, this is what Reese reported over the weekend. Reese wrote, when McCourty told the story of how he informed Belichick of his decision to retire in a radio interview here on WEEI with Greg Hill, he described how he walked into Bill's office and Joe Judge was there meeting with Belichick. That reflects what some believe will ultimately be Judge's role with the team this year, a senior advisor to Belichick. So if he's boxing out Mayo, that is a big concern. Because I think Kraft wants Mayo as the associate head coach, assistant head coach, reporting to Bill. And Bill may want Joe Judge doing that. And Bill may be disagreeing with Robert Kraft, which certainly wouldn't be the first time. And I think that brings us to the audio from the last 24 hours, where Devin McCourty goes on Chris Long's podcast and drops another bomb. Like, I've been amused by this tour by Devin McCourty. But he goes on, and I just found it, did anybody else find it interesting that Chris Long, out of everything he could ask, I know it was a longer interview, out of everything he can ask, he asked about Steve Belichick. Like, isn't that an interesting question? Like, why even ask it unless he knew where it was going to go, unless he knew this story and knew what Devin McCourty was going to say? If you're unfamiliar, here's Devin McCourty on the Chris Long Greenlight podcast when asked about Steve Belichick.
I think the one thing that I've loved about Steve is honesty.
Yeah.
Like, I remember Steve takes over I forgot who left. I think Pat Graham left. Flo's moving to linebacker coach. And Steve said Bill tells him 2 weeks before the offseason program starts that he's going to be the safety coach. Mm-hmm. So he comes in there. Now he's walking in a room. It's me, Pat Chung, Daron Harmon, Nate Ebner. So he's walking in, and we got all these veterans. I'm older than Steve. Pat's older than Steve. He played with Daron, and he's probably like the same age as Nate.
Mm-hmm.
And he walks in there. He goes, yo. I'm be honest with y'all. I don't know what the F I'm doing right now. My dad told me 2 weeks ago that I was even going to have this job. And now I'm just sitting here like, I don't know what's next.
Yeah.
And that first year, we all just worked together. And then now when I look at him, I think his growth has come because of the honesty.
Yeah.
Not coming in saying like, you know, my dad's Bill Belichick. I was born to coach. Like, I'm going to do this. Nah, he came in there and it was like, I'm going to learn from some veterans that I got in this room, take advantage of that opportunity that I get, and I'm going to grow as a coach.
Okay, so if you didn't catch all of that, Steve Belichick gets the job, walks in, and goes to Devin McCourty and Daron Harmon, who he played with at Rutgers, and goes, I don't know what I'm doing. I don't know what the F I'm doing, guys.
I don't know what the F I'm doing right now.
Bill's kid, and we all knew this at the time, and it just proves how right we were to call it out at the time and continue to talk about it, beat it into the ground, some of you feel, but this is why. He was never qualified for the job. He's letting you know, or Devin, through Steve Belichick, is letting you know. He didn't know what he was doing. He wasn't qualified for the job. He didn't deserve the job. And I think it ties in with Joe Judge. Joe Judge never deserved that job. Matt Patricia didn't deserve the job that he had last year. Bill is being reckless. This is my takeaway, Mego. Bill is being reckless. Last year, 10 years ago or whatever it was with Steve Belichick, 8 years ago, reckless. And the whole idea that Bill does what's best for the team is such garbage. It's such crap. And anybody who believes it, you know, it's Jerry Thornton at Barstool or somebody like that. If you actually believe it, or you're six, Bill does the best thing for the team? No! Bill does what's best for Bill and Bill's kids and the buddies or the kids of Bill's buddies or whatever. That's what Bill does. He doesn't do what's best for the team. That's such crap. He does whatever he wants. And I think
always do what's best for the football team.
No, McCourty's letting you know. We see this Joe Judge stuff. Like, all of it. You're able to tell and find out that Bill's acting recklessly and
you're
doing what's best.
Fit to speak his name.
Doing what's best for Bill. That's what it is.
Here's what panics me most about this little anecdote, because it falls in line with a pattern of behavior. Which is, so Pat Graham, safeties coach, leaves 2 weeks before the offseason program starts. So I'm guessing that's OTAs. Maybe they're looking at training camp. 2 weeks before, Bill turns to his kid and says, you know what, why don't you take over for him? You've never done this before. You take over for him. 2 weeks before. Like, that's where I look at this, whether it's a place on the roster, whether it's an assistant coach. It's just, there's no plan. It feels like recently there is no, it looks like top to bottom, there's no plan. shuffle this person here, I'll teach them how to do it. They'll figure it out. They'll learn on the fly. Through osmosis, everyone's going to be great. And it just hasn't proven out when you don't have the top talent here anymore. I mean, in this scenario, it worked out because, again, look at that safety room. Pat Chung, Daron Harmon, Nate Ebner.
Yeah, and look who was at quarterback.
Like,
you could do anything you wanted when Tom Brady was here. Mm. As Bill's finding out, you can't do it anymore.
Here's the point. I mean, we're talking about guys who are vets.
He could have thrown his kid in at running back if he wanted to when Brady was here.
But in this instance, it worked out because Bill puts an inexperienced young coach who happens to be his son in with a very experienced, veteran, mature group. What you have with the Patriots over the last couple years, in one way or another, is mostly not that.
No.
It's young guys. It's guys who are in their first or second years in the league, not just with the Patriots.
That is very different than
Judge and Patricia. Some older guys who are coming in, it is their first or second year with the Patriots. They're coming in as free agents. They haven't worked with these coaches or in this very specialized Gillette system or anything. And it's like, well, 2 weeks before, we'll just figure it out. Oh, I'll go have my kid do it.
What's your takeaway from this, Arkan? Because I think it's Bill being reckless. I think it blows up the narrative that Bill just does what's best for the team. I mean, that's how I connect the dots between the Joe Judge story from Breer today and that McCourty audio from the Chris Long podcast.
I'd agree with you more in the case of Steve Belichick if Bill wasn't also always bringing up, like, random lacrosse coaches from the Colorado School of Mines and bringing them up into, prominent roles in the team.
I love lacrosse.
I know you do, Bill.
What do you mean? That's also reckless.
No, I know it is, but I'm saying, like, as a nepotism thing, like, he does it with all sorts of different people. It's not like he was just doing it for his kid. He does that all the time. It's, like, part of his thing. It's part of his whole mantra, I think, is bringing up inexperienced young coaches, sort of bringing him under his wing. This so happens to be his son. He has two sons on the coaching staff, and I think that they're treated similarly to the way a lot of these other guys are, just in the sense of it's not always a premium put on experience, and it's been like that since before Steve Belichick got here, I guess. And you're right. I mean, obviously, Brady and the success of the team covered up a lot of that, but now we're to a point where I think with a new young quarterback and a very sort of new team, you have to have a little bit stronger of leadership there, and I'm not sure if it's there.
So, I don't love what Bill's still doing with the coaching staff. Like, I still don't love it. Bill O'Brien's an upgrade on offense. We'll see if Adrian Clem is any good. I have no idea. I don't think anybody has any idea. He didn't make it through his first year. Was it his first year in Pittsburgh? His first 2 years in Pittsburgh? Whatever it was. Nobody has any clue if he's any good. So I like O'Brien, but I thought he was overrated as a play caller here. His offense is stunk in Houston. I made this point yesterday. Like, you won 10 games with Josh McDaniels and Mac. You won 8 with Patricia / Judge and Mac. How many wins is O'Brien worth? He's not as good as McDaniels. So what are we talking, 9 wins? Like, I don't feel that great about the coaching staff. And my bigger question to you, it's 617-779-7937. How are you feeling about Bill these days?
Our phone lines are open.
They are. And how much do you trust him to do what's best for the team? He says he's going to do what's best for the team. Do you actually trust him? Should I give him more trust than I am? And are you in that camp where you trust Bill to do the right thing for the team? Because these examples, to me, fly in the face of that. 617-779-7937. Devin McCourty was not done dropping bombshells with that one quote. We have more. And I think you're seeing another example of Bill losing the team. All that right after Trending with Christian Arkell.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.